God bless you. Appreciate you. Amen. Thank you so much. Luke chapter number 17 tonight, if you have your Bibles. The Gospel of Luke chapter number 17. Well, I appreciate the privilege to be back in the house of the Lord tonight under the tabernacle. Be able to hear the good song sung from the choir. What a blessing. Again, it is. Brother Doug's done a tremendous job this leading the singing and the choir singing, just outdone yourself. And I appreciate how the Lord has blessed you. And it's not just been singing, it's been anointed singing. Yes, sir. Amen. And that does make all the difference. And I sure do appreciate everything that's went on. Things that are seen and things that are unseen. I've got a little bit of idea, not to this magnitude, but moderating camp meeting. I know that there's a lot of things that goes on that nobody never sees to make this possible. And I sure do appreciate everybody that has contributed, and thank the Lord again for this opportunity to be here this year, 2023. And my part of this meeting has come and gone very quickly. And I sure do thank the Lord for the nights that I've had together with you. And trust and hope the Lord has been a blessing to you some way, somehow through the messages. And maybe we can pay one another back. You've been a blessing to me. I hope I've been a blessing to you. And I sure do thank you for being here tonight. Say this tonight. I sure do appreciate Brother Bobby and Brother Johnny coming back with me. They've been with me every night this week. And I appreciate him driving me down and making it very easy on me to and from the meeting. Thank you, Brother Bobby and Brother Johnny. And then it's good to have Jacob here tonight. I didn't think he was going to show up. He come in from work about the time I was leaving, and he got in his truck and drove down here to the meeting and surprised me. And ain't that wonderful? I appreciate that. I mean, that spoke so many volumes. I could have went home and never even come into the doors and been blessed. And I appreciate that he would do that. And then Brother John Ballard from the church slipped in with us tonight. He is working down this way, and I appreciate him coming by and being part of the service. And there's so many things that I could say, but I'm gonna go ahead and get into the message tonight. I just thank you, whatever you've done on my behalf, thank you so much, I appreciate it. Luke chapter number 17, would you stand please? If you're willing and able, and by standing, of course, we'll reverence the reading of God's word together. Luke chapter number 17 and verse number 11. The Bible said, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them," don't let that get away from you. I've got it underlined in my Bible. "When he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Brother Chad Miller, you pray and ask the Lord to help us tonight.
Yes.
help us. Would you please, one more time, anoint us to preach your word. God, do that tonight. Amen. You can be seated tonight, and I sure do thank you for standing. I want you to look with me, please, in verse number 15. The Bible said, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God." I'm interested in the fact that he turned back and glorified God. And I want to preach for just a few moments tonight on getting back to giving God the glory. The Bible said that he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. The Lord is on his way to Jerusalem. And by design and by desire, he passes through the midst of Samaria. He goes the way to find out these 10 lepers and cure them. I would make mention of this tonight, and I'm thankful that the Lord is found of them that sought him not. These lepers were not seeking after the Lord. They were not looking for the Lord. But aren't you glad tonight when you was not looking for the Lord? And when you were not seeking after God? I'm glad I had a heavenly Father that came a looking for me. And I'm glad, hallelujah, he knew where I was. And I was found out of God. Amen. These lepers become an example to us that they went to Jesus. How they went to Jesus. The Bible says in verse number 12, as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. I believe that they went to Jesus very hastily. I don't believe that they were dragging their feet. I don't believe that they were wasting time. As a matter of fact, the word hastily means excessive speed or with urgency. I believe that they understood that this was their chance to get in their life what they needed. And they move with haste. Thank God for that individual that will realize tonight that the only help that they can have is in Jesus, and they do not move in a slow manner, but they move with haste to get to the Lord. And they not only move hastily, but they move humbly. The Bible said in verse number 12 that they stood afar off, which stood afar off. They move humbly to the Lord, recognizing who he was and what they were. I don't believe you and I will get too far with the Lord until we realize exactly who he is and what we are. And we move humbly. When I come before the Lord, I come with a bowed head and a bowed heart, realizing that he is so high and I am so low. And I don't believe that you'll get help that you need for your life until you move very humbly to the Lord. Then these lepers are an example to us And how they went to Jesus, not only they move hastily and humbly, but I'd say they move very honestly. The Bible said, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They were not ashamed of crying out unto the Lord for mercy. I love what Brother Land said a while ago. I got up this morning and found that his mercies were new again this morning. And the mercies that was given unto me yesterday, they're gone. I'm glad he had a new batch of mercy for my life today. And that you and I would cry out for mercy from God for the needs in our life tonight. They were not disguising their need. They were very open about what they needed. They needed mercy. I don't know how it was the night that you got saved, but I really didn't care who was listening. I didn't care who was looking. Do you know what I had in my heart and mind? I needed mercy. Oh yes, and I'm glad, hallelujah, when I cried out, he answered in mercy. And if you'll cry tonight, there's mercy available for your life. You'll notice, and I will mention these quickly tonight, you'll notice the hope that was revived in the life of these lepers. The Bible said in verse number 13, they lifted up their voices. You got to understand that their condition had depleted them of any hope outside of a divine intervention. They would die in that condition. I'm trying to tell you tonight that somehow they got together and in a unanimous voice they cried out for mercy because they knew that if they were going to come out of that situation, something greater than what they were was going to have to intervene their life. And I'm telling you tonight, we'd be dying in our sin or already in hell tonight had it not been for a divine intervention from a thrice holy God. Aren't you glad tonight that you cried out, thank God for mercy, and mercy answered and touched your life? They tell me, as I studied a little about leprosy, that it would actually affect the vocal cords of the victim that had that terrible disease, and they somehow get up enough hope to cry out for help. I've been there for a while and probably tried many things, but no doubt didn't get any better. But they heard about Jesus, and I'm glad, thank God, their hope was revived. And listen tonight, mama or daddy, a son or daughter, I don't know what your situation is or how long you've been in it, but Jesus is still the answer for whatever's wrong in your life. And you can take hope tonight that he's able. I say he's able to meet the need no matter what it is. He's able to meet the need. Leprosy, of course, had that spreading capability. It not only spread, but it separated. And if left unhealed, it would ultimately slay
of that individual, but I'm glad, thank the Lord, that he intervened in these men's life. There's not only the hope that was revived, but I would say there's the health that was restored. The Bible said in verse number 14, and when he saw them, I love that. I love that. Amen. I'm glad he sees us tonight. And he saw me in my deplorable condition. I'm glad he saw me. And he had compassion and showed me mercy. Hallelujah. He could have walked on by. But I'm glad that he saw you and loved you and me in that kind of state. And the Bible says, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Their health was restored. And the only one that can do that is Jesus tonight. I love the restoration work of our blessed Lord and how that he can put back in use that had been defected and disorder. I'm telling you, there's sin and Satan and self, our own self, will cause some things to be out of disorder in our life. But I'm glad he can restore, he can put back together and put back in use that has been taken away. But I want to emphasize this thought tonight. Not only the hope that was revived and the health that was restored, but I want to say something tonight about the honor that was rendered. That's what's on my heart tonight. The honor that was rendered, and I just want to leave you tonight with that thought, and oh, that you and I would get back to giving God the glory. The word glorify means to exalt and honor and to give praise extravagantly. And I want to do my part on glorifying God, who is worthy. Everything that has been made has been made to give praise, honor, and glory unto the Lord. The psalmist said in Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. When those stars twinkle, they're declaring the glory of God. When that moon shines, it's declaring the glory of God. Never has a star rebelled in not giving God the glory. Everything on earth, everything in heaven has been made to give God the glory. The Bible said in Isaiah 43 and in verse number 20, the Bible said, the beast of the field shall honor me or shall glorify me. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 6 and in verse number 19, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God. Now listen, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. You're bought with a price. Doug, this ain't working. You're bought with a price. You don't belong to yourself. Thank God I've been purchased. I've been bought with a price. And therefore, since you've been bought with a price, the Bible said, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You know what you and I ought to do tonight? We ought to get back to giving God the glory for what he's done in our life. I'm thankful tonight that I have a God that has extended grace in my direction. I am a recipient of God's grace. What I'm trying to say is God has bestowed upon me grace. Oh, I can't explain it, but I sure have experienced it. And aren't you glad that God has bestowed upon your life grace? Oh yeah, I'm thankful for God's grace. And God has bestowed upon me his goodness. Has God been good to anybody today? Oh, sure he has. God's been good to every one of us. He has given unto my life grace, and he has given me goodness. Thank God for that. I'm grateful for the goodness of God. Matter of fact, it was his goodness that led me to a place of repentance. It wasn't God being mean to me when I was lost. It was God being good to me that brought me to his saving knowledge. But he will not. According to Isaiah 48 in verse number 11, he will not give us his glory. The Bible said, for mine own sake, even for mine own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. I'm telling you, God's deserving of glory tonight. And I'm telling you, I want to do my best to glorify God as this one leper did. The Bible said he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Instead of this leper going to a priest, this leper became a priest. And the Bible said in Hebrews 13, by 13 and verse number 15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. Instead of going to some priest, this leper just became a priest and began to offer up sacrifices of thanksgiving unto the Lord. My soul, God's been so gracious and God's been so good to us tonight. We ought to be ashamed at our lack of giving him glory for what he's done in our life. Well, there would have to be something that worked in this leper's life to instigate this action. What is it that caused him to turn back and give God the glory? The Bible said in verse number 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and glorified God. It is when they turned to go to the priest that they were cleansed. And I believe this old boy, Brother Tony, as he turned with the other nine to go to the priest, I believe he looked down. And the Bible said he saw that he was healed. He began to see that skin become clean. He began to see that leprosy disappear from off of his life. And I believe when he saw that, here's what I'm awaiting for some people that I pastor. I'm telling you, I'm awaiting, brother, for it to dawn on them what has happened unto them. And I believe that's what happened to this leper. I believe he turned to go to the priest, and then all of a sudden it dawned on him. I'm healed. I'm healed. Here, I'll get it down where we can understand it. I'm not like I used to be. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when it dawns on you that you're not like you used to be, that you still don't have leprosy, that you're still not in that situation, that you're not still in that condition, I believe you'll fall down on your knees and give God the glory for what he's done. Anybody glad tonight? You're not what you used to be. My God, I could still be in my sin. I could still be on my way to hell. But I'm glad I'm not what I used to be. And I want to give God the glory for what he's done in my life. Give him. The Bible said when he saw that there has to be something that instigates or urges or initiates the giving of glory. Some of you are holding things tonight. You ought to see that. God's let you have children and grandchildren. You never thought that you'd be where you are tonight. And I'm telling you, that ought to be something that instigates you to give him the glory. Nine, Brother Tim, nine, going the other way. But when he saw what God done for him, I cannot speak for the other nine. But when I see what God's done for me, even if I got to be as this leper, even if I've got to do it alone, I'm going to do it. Hey man, I want y'all to help me. I love it when people want to give God the glory with me. I love that. But if you don't do it, that ain't going to stop me from doing it. Woo! I'm trying to tell you tonight, if I was the only one in here, God's done enough for me that I'll do it all by myself if I have to tonight. I'm telling you, he turned back and by himself he went back to the feet of the Lord and gave him the glory. I say, if you got to do it alone tonight, mama, you ought to give him the glory. And daddy, if you got to do it alone tonight, you ought to give him the glory. And preacher tonight, you ought to give him the glory. Has God not been good? I say, he's been good and is deserving of the glory tonight. Woo! There was something that instigated this glory. And I would say tonight it was not only instigated, but it was instant. The Bible said in verse number 15, and one of them without the other nine, when he saw that he was healed, he waited a week or so, got up enough courage, talk to his mom and daddy and see if it'd be all right and make sure it wouldn't embarrass them. That ain't what my Bible says. Boy, he done it in that instant. Whew. Oh my. I'm telling you, when you don't do it, when God puts it on you to do it, it loses its weight. It loses its worth. When you don't give him the glory, when he's putting it on you to give it to him, it's just not the same. But I'm telling you, you and I ought to, in the instant that we realize what he's done for you and I, we ought to turn back and give God the glory for what he's done in our life. I've had members come out on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or Wednesday night, and they've said this, "Preacher, I should have did this, or I should have done that." And they've told me, if we come back tonight, I promise you, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And sure enough, they kept their word. But it didn't have the weight. And it didn't have the worth that it could have had if they would have done it when God had told them to do it. So I'm trying to ask you tonight, what are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? He's already performed the greatest miracle that could ever be performed in somebody's life. And that is saving your soul from a devil's hell. I'm not worrying about giving you a new car, giving you a raise on you. Say, let it. No, there's no need to wait. Has he not already done something for you? Then you ought to give him the glory for what he's done in your life. Woo! Bless his name tonight. It was instigated. It was instant. But I would say this, brother. Tony, you can come. It was instinctive. It was something that didn't have to be taught to him. It was something that he didn't have to go to school to learn. The Bible said that he turned back and glorified God, and he did it with a loud voice. Somebody said, "Preacher, why you gotta be so loud? Why you gotta be so quiet?" He said with a loud voice, he glorified God. Do you see in verse number 13, the Bible said they lifted up their voice, right? They done that before he ever done anything for them. And in verse number 15, the Bible says they turned back and with a loud voice glorify God. That one turned back and glorified God. Do you know what the Lord spoke to my heart today about? If they could lift up their voice then. Huh? Y'all ain't hearing me tonight. Oh yeah. You know, before he ever done anything for them, they were able in that leprosy state to lift up their voice. Do you remember when you was lost and you'd be out there in those dives and in those dens, and brother, you was a raising all kind of sand. I'm telling you, you was able to lift your voice up then, and God ain't even done nothing for you. But now you seem like you just can't do it. That's just not in my nature, preacher. I'm going to tell you, it was in this old boy's nature. It was instinctive in his heart. Amen. Nobody had to tell him what to do. I'm telling you, just like it's born in that deer out of thirst for the water brooks, so is it born in the child of God out of give God the glory. If I did it when I was lost and on my way to hell, you better believe I'm going to do it now that I'm saved by the good grace of God. I want to give him the glory. Something that's instinctive in their heart. Brother Tony, I'm done. God bless you.